السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. صدق اللہ العظیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد النبی الامی وعلی آلہ وسلم تسلیما. My noble audience, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we have witnessed the month of Ramadan pass swiftly. And we believe from the bottom of our heart that whatever good we have presented in the last 20 days and nights will be adorned with acceptance. And whatever shortcomings were on display, Allah through His infinite mercy will pardon and forgive. Now we are at the end of the month of Ramadan. So there's a few nasihats that I would like to share with my noble audience that I believe that are most important to understand and then to implement so we can extract maximum benefit from the last 10 days and nights. The fadilat of fasting is well known to the Muslims throughout the world. In regards to the fadilat, I would like to highlight one narrative that will give us a understanding of the reward that the Nabi of Allah has attached to fasting. Now there's a hadith that has been recorded by Targhib al-Tarhib, in which the Nabi of Allah has stated the reward attached to a fast. Now this fast is not the fast of the month of Ramadan. This is a normal fast. The reward of the fasting in Ramadan intensifies, it multiplies. This reward that has been stipulated by the Prophet of Allah is a normal fast. Crows are known to fly much longer than average birds, and they live a very long lifespan. Keeping that in mind, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, from the inception, from the day it was born, a crow starts to fly, and it does not rest, and it grows old while flying, and in that state of flying, it becomes old and it dies. So the distance that this crow has covered is enormous. It has covered a lot of distance. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a person fasts for one day, the condition is that he fasts with true sincerity. He fasts to please Allah Almighty. Allah will place a trench between him and the fire of Jahannam. The Sahaba say, what is the distance of that trench? And the Nabi of Allah says, the distance that will be covered by a crow that starts flying from the time of its birth till it dies. So what will be the reward of fasting in the month of Ramadan? But the condition is that it is with ikhlas, with sincerity. Maqsad hai Allah ko razi karna. Purpose is to please Allah, Allah Almighty.
The girls downstairs, they can't feel it.
Who can't?
The girls downstairs.
Alright. They can't hear it downstairs.
I know how to do it.
So now when a person will fast with that sincerity, he should keep in mind that on the day of judgment, he will be treated with honor and respect. Imam Bukhari has recorded a hadith on the authority of Hazrat Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an, that on the day of judgment there will be selected people. Allah will address them, Allah will invite them. There will be those people that used to fast inside Ramadan, outside Ramadan. They had this inclination to fast. Inclination. Unka ek jazba tha, roza rakhna. Allah will say that there is this door that will lead you into your final abode. This door is for those people that used to fast. Enter. So a very large group of people will start walking towards this door. They will enter through this door into their final abode known as Jannah. And when the last person enters, it will be closed. VIPs, very important people. This door is known as Babur Rayyan. Babur Rayyan. This door in itself indicates that there's a very special connection between a person fasting with his Creator. And that's why the hadith in which the Nabi of Allah has said, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, that Allah will say to the angels that don't write the reward of the amal. So what will be inscribed in our book? That this person fasted. There is no reward attached to that. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, on the day of judgment, Allah will stipulate the reward. And if we change the verb and pronounce it differently, as many scholars have, it is وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, I become the reward. Allah says that this person that has fasted to please me, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, I become the reward of that person. جسکو اللہ مل گیا سب کچھ مل گیا. If one person has acquired the friendship of Allah, he has attained everything. He has attained everything. Just like a few nights ago in the short talks that we have, I shared, and many people do not come for that because they are far away from Holland Park Mosque. And I will feel very guilty if my noble brothers miss out on this mighty reward. Keeping what I just said in mind, that Allah says, I become the reward, I stipulate the reward, keep in mind what I am to say. So you can practice and benefit in the last 10 days. Imam Ibn Kathir, Hafiz Imaduddin Ibn Kathir, has recorded in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, in volume number 1, you will find the hadith recorded by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in Musnad Ahmad, and by Ibn Majah, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the Rabi is Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the Nabi of Allah has said that there was one person, he said, Ya Rab, laka alhamd, kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. I'll say that again. Ya Rab, laka alhamd, kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. When this dhikr was made by this person, the Nabi of Allah says, the angels became perplexed, gabrage. They became nervous. They started to discuss that what is the reward of such a dhikr? What is the reward of such a dhikr? We don't know what to write beside this dhikr. So they take this to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says, why are you nervous? What are you discussing? They said, one of your abd. And Allah knows better. But Allah will ask them. The angels will reply that one of your abd, he made a dhikr. He praised you. He said, Ya Rab laka alhamd, kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Now we do not know. It is such a profound dhikr. We do not know what reward to attach to this. You know what Allah said? Allah Almighty said to the angels, you leave it as it is. When my servant will meet me on the day of judgment, I will reward. How many times people do not benefit from such a dhikr? Try to learn this dhikr and inject it in your normal du'as. بہت ہی زیادہ ثواب ہے اس کا. What is the reward? Only Allah knows. And Allah will give according to His sakhawa. Allah will give according to His karam and His generosity. Allah says to the angels, you don't worry about it. I will give the reward to this person. جب یہ میرے ساتھ ملاقات کرے گا, when he meets me. And that's why Allah says in Surah Kaf, Surah number 18, the last verse, 110, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That a person who intends to meet me on good grounds, this is my translation, on good grounds, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he should do good deeds. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he should do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا, and he should abstain from shirk, from polytheism. Meaning that if a person makes this dhikr, يَا رَبْ لَكَ الْحَمْدِ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ وَعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ, he is doing one of a good deed on the day of judgment. Allah will reward him according to his capacity. So this fasting is a honor for us. Do not treat it as a burden. Treat it as a ticket to your salvation. Believe, treat it, handle it as a ticket to our salvation. Now, we have reached the climax of the month of Ramadan. This is the climax. So we have been climbing the mountain. And the edge or the top of the mountain is in front of us. It is in our grasp. And we need a few more steps to be taken. And we will reach our destination. So Allah Almighty knows that we have been fasting for the last 20 days. People preceding us, they fasted for 20 days and they reached this last 10 days of Ramadan. So what does Allah do? Allah Almighty pushes us a bit further through blessing the nights and the days to encourage us so we can take those few more steps, because physically we are worn out. Physically we have been worn out. For 20 days we have been fasting. Alhamdulillah, in Australia we do not feel it much because we are passing through winter. But if you ask brothers and sisters on the other side of the world, they are saying that now we are starting to feel the pinch of fasting. Kamzori aa gayi jism ke andar. Old people, I spoke to somebody in England, they said that our parents now, they are feeling it after 15 or 20 days, fasting for 19 hours. You ask the brothers in Pakistan, India, we are feeling it now, because it is 15 hours fasting and it's very hot, load shedding, there's no electricity. So now what do we need? We need a boost. So Laylatul Qadr comes as a boost. Pushes us a little bit more. Allah Rabbul Izzat has favored each one of us. Remember this. If we are sitting right now and breathing and living and enjoying the bounties of this dunya, this in itself indicates that we are favored by Allah. That Allah has chose us to come right at the end and enter Jannah before any nation. We have arrived right at the end. And how are we going to be treated on the Day of Judgment? We will be the first to enter Jannah. And the laws of Islam, if you compare them with the laws of previous divine religions, our laws are relaxed. I have made mention of this many a times in my tafsir, when we do the tafsir program, that we only give 2.5% zakat. 2.5%. So on $100, it is $2.50. For Bani Israel, it was 1 rub. 1/4 of their wealth. So on $100, they had to give $25 as zakat. $25 as zakat. Nowadays, many Muslim brothers and sisters are trying to find an exit from the 2.5%. I've shared this story and I share it once again. And I'm not making this story up. It is true, they rang me and they had the audacity to ring me. Meaning in their heart they felt it was right to ring me. Now if a person has 612 grams of silver or the value of it, he is considered to be sahib nisab. 612 grams of silver or the value of it, excluding debts, qarz, he is considered to be maldar, rich. He will give zakat to those people that have less than that. So one person, he rang me. He had maybe $700-$800. He had $700-$800. So he was sahib nisab. So he rings me and he says that, can I give? Now I calculate my zakat, for example, on the 10th of Ramadan, he said. He said, on the 9th of Ramadan, I will put $400 into my wife's account. So on the 10th of Ramadan, I have 400, she has 400. So no zakat on her, no zakat on me. And after the 10th, I will withdraw the 400 and put it back into my account. And he was serious. This never came to my mind. I said, Allahu Akbar. If he uses his mind productively for Islam, what a beautiful mind he has. But it was a mischievous mind, an evil mind. So people try to dodge. Bani Israel had to give $25 on $100. We only have to give $2.50 and we are trying to exit from zakat. When a person is intimate with his wife, he takes a bath. Takes the bath once and he's pure. Bani Israel had to take the bath 7 times. The law was that if they wanted to become pure from Hadith-e Akbar, from Janaba, they had to take a bath 7 times. So what a beautiful time we are in. What a beautiful nation we are. That if we study the laws of Islam, they are so relaxed. And despite that, we do not practice. We try to find ease in the laws that are a representation of ease. How much more ease do we want to find in these laws? So, Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day, he was looking at the long lives of people in the past. Long lives. He came to know that these people have lived for 500 years, 600 years, 700 years. Then he looked at the life of his ummah. And this saddened him. Because the thought that came in the mind of our Nabi of Allah is that how will my ummah emulate or surpass the previous ummahs in good deeds? They have committed to ibadat for 700 years, 800 years. My ummah will only live for 60 or 70 years. So this saddened the Nabi of Allah. Immediately, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down Surah 97. Surah Qadr, the night of decree. Surah 97, the night of decree. And this entire surah in itself indicates the importance, the potency of this night. That Allah has allowed the night of decree to become a part of the Quran. Not only a part of the Quran, to be one of the surahs from the 114 surahs. So Allah Rabbul Izzah sent down Surah Qadr. And this was to compensate for the differences. That they have worshipped Allah for 800 years, 900 years. Indeed, you can't make up for that. Because you only live for 60 or 70 years. But what you can do is that in a few selected nights, if you are mindful of these nights, if you are interested in these nights, and if you stay up for a few moments in these nights, you will make up for that ibadat in 10 years. 10 years a person makes ibadat in Laylatul Qadr, it is 830 years, more or less. 830 years. The Sahaba, when they used to hear about people of the past, Nabi Kareem Muhammad once spoke about one person from Bani Israel that had spent 1,000 months in the path of Allah. 1,000 months in the path of Allah. Once the Nabi of Allah spoke about four people from Bani Israel, Hazrat Ayyub, Hazrat Zakariya, Hazrat Yusha, Hazrat Hizqeel, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that they had spent 8 years in the ibadat of Allah, the Sahaba, they were saddened. They were amazed, astonished and saddened. Immediately Allah Rabbul Izzah sent down Surat Qadr that don't worry about it. They had to attain all that reward after spending days and nights, countless days and countless nights in the ibadat of Allah. You only have to spend 5 nights a year in the ibadat of Allah for 10 years, 20 years, and you have made up for all that. Now, we have heard this talk regarding Laylatul Qadr many a times. I want to shift from that today in the last 10 minutes that I have. Many a times the message that I'm going to relate today is overshadowed by the enormous reward of Laylatul Qadr. And orators and khutaba and imams throughout the world, rightly, they convey the message of Laylatul Qadr so people are encouraged and they can do ibadat in these nights. But the message that I'm going to relate is overshadowed. And Allah put it in my mind before coming that I would like to relate this message. Let's go a few steps back. Let's learn a lesson from the seerah of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given the ilm, the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. The Nabi of Allah has been given the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. He comes out of his tent to share that knowledge with the ummah. The ilm of Laylatul Qadr has been granted to the Nabi of Allah. He has come out to share that knowledge with his ummah. And he finds that two people are fighting. The purest vessel is the vessel of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran descended on that heart, read by the most blessed tongue. That knowledge landed on the heart of the Nabi of Allah. He comes out to share that knowledge. Two people are fighting, disputing. That knowledge is taken away. Taken away, gone. The Nabi of Allah has forgotten the exact date. The Nabi of Allah makes mention that I have forgotten because of the impact of these two people fighting. Close to Qiyamah, the Nabi of Allah says the first knowledge to be uplifted, to be taken away from this world, is the knowledge of Wiratha, Ilmul Mirath. The knowledge pertaining to inheritance. This narrative in itself indicates that when knowledge is taken away, it is a result of evil. Knowledge is taken away, this is a result of evil. Two people fighting, the Nabi of Allah has forgotten the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. Now let's fast forward now. 2015. Two people fighting. And then they are in the masjid seeking the pleasure of Allah in search of Laylatul Qadr. Does it gel? The Prophet of Allah forgot the night of power because two people were fighting. This is the nahusa. This is the impact. And nowadays, we are fighting. One person is not praying behind another person because he believes that his aqidah is shirk. So much animosity in the heart between Muslims that he folds his arms on the chest and he folds his arms below the navel. He raises his finger in tashahud. He keeps it raised. He keeps it moving, in motion. So much animosity because of these petty issues. And then that same person who has these sentiments towards his brother or sister, he stands up in Laylatul Qadr with that filthy vessel, wanting the rahmat to descend on that vessel. How is that a possibility? How is that a possibility? The differences in fiqh, in jurisprudence, were not to divide us. It was to unite us. The differences in jurisprudence, in fiqh, it expresses the diversity of Islam. If Islam said that all Muslims throughout the world have to wear this fabric, this uniform, this apparel, then this in itself indicates that Islam is not a universal religion. There will be Muslims that are living in Russia, minus 30. There are Muslims that are living in Asia, where it is temperature of 50. There's diversity in Islam to accommodate for the different natures of people. Bani Israel, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, limb for a limb. They had no other option. They had to. If we were in the time of Bani Israel and somebody struck me, I had to strike him back. That was the order. I could not pardon him, I could not forgive him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam arrives, and the law is that if somebody strikes you on the cheek, present the other cheek. What did Islam do? Islam gave such a beautiful law. Such a beautiful law. A comprehensive law. Accommodating for the different temperaments and different people that will spread in the entire world. There are many people that are soft-hearted. Many people that are soft-hearted. They don't want to avenge. They want to forgive. They say, "Main maaf karta. I want to forgive." If they were in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there's no law to accommodate their nature, their temperament. What does Islam say? فَمَنْ عَفَا وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Agar aapne maaf kar diya, to iska ajr Allah ko pure. If you forgive, that is very good. He can forgive now. The law is there. If one person does not have that soft temperament, that mizaj, he can't suppress his anger and his rage until he sees the culprit, the person that has wronged him, being punished. Islam says you can punish as well. Islam has laws to accommodate for the different natures of the 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. There's diversity in Islam. This diversity should not disunite us. It should be the reason for our unity. It should be the reason of our unity. The ilm was taken away from the Prophet of Allah because two people were fighting. And they may have a reason to fight. We have no reason. By taking these issues of fiqh, jurisprudence, that have been a difference amongst the Sahaba as well. Do not blame the fuqaha for this. Many people say that if it wasn't for the fuqaha, there will be no difference. There was difference of understanding of rules amongst the Sahaba. So if there's a difference amongst the Sahaba, there's going to be a difference in the ummah of Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Somebody's praying in one method, another person is praying in another method. They're all okay. Don't take these as issues. I would like to relate one or two ahadith at this junction, so we can understand one of the hidden messages of Laylatul Qadr. Hidden messages of Laylatul Qadr. Abdullah bin Amr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports, the hadith has been recorded by Abu Dawood. The Nabi of Allah has said, Ar-Rahimun. This is the principal hadith that should regulate and dictate our temperament, our mizaj, our feeling towards others. Ar-Rahimun. Yarhamuhumur Rahman. Irhamu ahl al-arz, yarhamukum man fis sama. Principal hadith. In regards to how our emotions should be, اس کو کافر بنا دیا, اس کو بدعتی بنا دیا, اس کو مشرک بنا دیا, وہ غلط ہے میں صحیح ہوں. What is this? I don't understand this. I've been here for the last 19 years and now I see that there are centers opening up because those people, they don't want to pray behind this imam. This congregation doesn't want to pray behind that imam. What is this? What deen is this? The Nabi of Allah said, Irhamu. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur Rahman. The most compassionate, the most merciful, Ar-Rahimun. The most compassionate, the most merciful bestows mercy upon us. The most compassionate, the most merciful bestows compassion and mercy upon those that are the most merciful to people. Be compassionate in your approach, in your speech, in your behavior, in your conduct, how you deal with people. We stand all night in Laylatul Qadr. And the first thing we do early in the morning, we use this tongue incorrectly. And we break the heart of a human being. Kya Laylatul Qadr? What Laylatul Qadr? All night in Ibadat. And the first thing we do with our tongue, we abuse a person. Many a times, person serving food. He's using the tongue incorrectly. He's serving food with the hand, doing a noble action, but he's breaking the hearts of those people that have the plates with his tongue. It calls a deen. What deen is this? We only focus upon one aspect that I am feeding. What about breaking the heart of the Muslim? The Nabi of Allah was ready to establish the janazah of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, known as a munafiq to all. There were many munafiqs that were not known to the public, known to the Prophet, not known to the public. But Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was known to everyone. When the Nabi of Allah stood on the musalla to lead the janazah of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the one that is responsible for commotion in the Muslim world at that time, instigated many, many sinister acts. Hazrat Umar, he came in front of the Prophet of Allah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, iska janazah prahoge? You're going to lead the janazah of this person? The Nabi of Allah said, Pichar jao. Move to the side. I will lead the janazah of this person. Then Allah sent down the verses, Surah number 9, verse number 80. Istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum in tastaghfir lahum 70 marra falan yaghfir Allahu lahum. Allah sent down the ayat. This is for who? Allah. In tastaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum, aap maghfirat mange ya na mange, 70 martaba mange, hum maaf nahi karenge. Allah keh raha hai, you make istighfar for him, you do not make istighfar for him, you make istighfar for him 70 times, falan yaghfir Allahu lahum, I will not forgive him. Allah made the decision. But the Prophet of Allah was ready. The Prophet of Allah afterwards remarked that if I knew that Allah will forgive Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, if I made istighfar 70 times, I would be ready to make istighfar 70 times. That is the compassion, that is the rahm. Where is that compassion? Then we call the Prophet of Allah rahmatul lil alameen. And we say we are the ummah of rahmatul lil alameen. If we make claim to that, then act upon it. If we are not ready to forgive our brothers, if we are not ready to pray behind our brothers, eat at their homes, then forget about calling yourself the ummah of rahmah and the follower of Nabi Akrim Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi of Allah is saying, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur rahmah. The most compassionate, the most merciful, Allah will bestow mercy on those that are merciful to people. Control your tongue. Control your emotions. Control your behavior. I'm taking this one step forward now. One person prays five times a day. He fulfills the rights of Allah, but he doesn't fulfill the rights of people. Indeed, on the day of judgment, he will be a loser. One person doesn't fulfill the rights of Allah, but fulfills the rights of the people, there's a high chance he will pass on the day of judgment. The very famous incident that one person came to the Nabi of Allah, made mention of the two neighbors. One neighbor is not good to its jar. One person not good to his jar. Establishes prayer, but not establishes prayer, gives a lot of zakat, gives a lot of charity. Good in haqooqullah, but a fail, a zero in haqooqul ibad. What did the Prophet of Allah say? You tell me. That lady will go to Jahannam. Another lady, she's okay in haqooqullah, but she's perfect in haqooqul ibad. Where will that lady be? In Jannah. Because your mu'amla with Allah, Allah is most forgiving. I'm not saying it and advocating that you don't pray. But I'm giving a comparison. One of the reasons why Islam is on the decline, that our akhlaq has dropped. Not our ibadat. Our akhlaq has dropped. You'll find many people coming to the masjid for Laylatul Qadr, for i'tikaf, reading Quran. Wohi banda jab bar jata uski zaban dekhiye. That same person, when he walks outside, you look at how he speaks, how he acts, how he gives salam. It was akhlaq, the reason why Islam excelled, why people were interested in Islam. There are many, many rabbis, many, many religious authorities from different religions that worship Allah. What makes us different than them? What's the distinction? Futihat al-matinatu bil-akhlaq. Hazrat Aisha says that it was not the worship that changed the heart of the people of Madinatul Munawwara. It was not our crying at night or praying tahajjud that changed the heart of the people. No. It was not our charity. They used to give charity. They used to pray. It was Futihatil Madina bil akhlaq. It was akhlaq that changed the hearts of the people. And that's why the concluding statement of this hadith in Abu Dawood is, Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy upon those that are around you, the inhabitants of the earth, and the one in the heaven will have mercy upon you. Have mercy upon you. Forgive and forget. Develop that temperament, that mizaj, that you can forgive people. We fast 30 days. We're going to pray Eid. But with that vessel full of hatred, on Eid day we're going to pray amongst a large crowd. We're going to go to our relative's house. But in our heart there's so much hatred. Allah is going to judge based upon what is in the heart. The very famous hadith that Hazrat Abu Huraira has reported and Imam Muslim has recorded, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ 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 وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your faces. لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ and your possessions. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He looks at your hearts. وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ and he looks at your actions that are a representation of what is in your heart. Be soft in your speech. Be compassionate. Forgive and forget. Get that ability. Develop that ability. The Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and I'll conclude on that. We've run out of time. Imam Baqi in Shu'b al-Iman, he reports or he records on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Before I relate this, I would like to ask you, do you want to be respectable in the eyes of Allah? That's why we are fasting. That's why we are Muslims. We want to be respectable in the eyes of Allah. So Musa ibn Imran, Musa the son of Imran, alayhi salatu wassalam, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, Ya Rabb. He asks a question. Allah reward him for this question. He says, Ya Rabb. Ya Allah, the Majestic. Man a'azzu ibadak indak. Who is the most respectable servant to you, O Allah? In your eyes, who is the most respectable servant? The thing that, if I read this part of the hadith, come to my mind, that person who prays five times a day, who gives charity, who prays tahajjud, who reads Quran. No. قال الله عز وجل من إذا قدر غفر قال من إذا قدر غفر. The most respectable person in the eyes of Allah is that person who forgives despite having the authority to avenge. Ek aadmi ne guna kiya tha 10 saal pehle, usko nahi hum maaf karte. One person has made a mistake 10 years ago, we don't forgive him now. Made a mistake 10 years ago, 20 years ago, who doesn't make a mistake? It was leaked out to the community. Oh, look at this person. Allah dekh raha hai. No one is perfect. Allah can reveal you right now. Your private affairs can be leaked out to the community by Allah. Man satara musliman satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah. A person who hides the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah will hide his faults on the Day of Judgment. Which person can make a claim that he is free from blemish? Which person? The person speaking, I believe that if my life was exposed to you, my days and nights, you will not even spit on my face. If you respect me or you love me, it is the sattari of Allah. That Allah has hidden my faults. Kitna gunagaru main. Everyone knows what I'm saying. My message of Laylatul Qadr to my noble audiences, that let's enter these nights and these days with cleaning our vessel from our Muslim brothers and sisters. Any hatred, any emotions, negative emotions, temperament, mizaj, feelings, hatred in this heart, remove it. Go to your brother and say, I forgive you. Forget if I made a mistake, please forgive me. Pray behind your Muslim brothers. Forget about these petty issues and make these issues. Do not even make them issues. These are not matters of issues. This is the diversity of Islam that has allowed Islam to spread throughout the entire world. Allah Rabbul Izzah give each one of us the tawfiq to establish what I have said. Allah give me the tawfiq first of all to clean my vessel. Allah give you the tawfiq to clean your vessel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaykum.